60KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Promises, promises, I'm a through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out if I shout, remember. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing out loud. Oh, promises, promises, this is where those promises, promises end. I don't pretend that what was wrong can be right. Every night I'll sleep.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Before I get into the program, I wish the very, very best weekend holiday for everyone. Hope you have a wonderful time, barbecue, and whatever it is you do. May you have fun with your families. May you be blessed and protected. Speculation. Everybody has an opinion. They speculate. It's what we do. Humans speculate. I think this. I believe that. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Trump is going to be assassinated. He's not going to be assassinated. And we take the facts that we can prove are true, that we can prove to be true, and then 2 plus 2 is 4, and we can build on that truth, on that fact. The sun will come up, whether you see it or not, it will come up again tomorrow. That is just a fact. That's not speculation. I have been presenting to the audience that America has just ended her domination, her dominant role in the nations of the world. America was number one, was the prime denominator. Now America is the second of the world powers. It is now the second world power. It is no longer the global order, the head of the new global order, or the head of the global order, or the order of the ages. Russia and China and the multipolar world countries, they have taken the number one position. This means many different things. This is more significant than the victory over Nazi Germany to America and the Allies. It is the gravity of what I'm presenting will change everything. This is not speculation. I am not speculating. I'm presenting historical fact. After World War II, America became the dominant, ruling, hegemonic authority, power, economically, militarily. We protected the oceans. We built the nations, we built Japan, we built Europe, Germany, all the destruction of World War II. We protected the shipping lines from America to Europe so they could rebuild. We protect the shipping lines from China to the nations of the world so that China could become a great economic power. We still do, but China, Russia, India, Brazil, South Africa, plus 6 other nations now, 80% of the world's oil production is in the hands of these 11 nations. This is major. This is not speculation. This is reality. This administration, they're aware of it. European countries are very aware of this because they have very little other than up around in the North Sea, they have oil reserves there. But generally, the oil to Britain comes from either the U.S. or comes from the Middle East nations. And most of Europe, gas, energy came from Russia. Through sanctions on Russia, the gas and the energy that did flow freely to Europe has been impeded because two pipelines were destroyed by the U.S. CIA, U.S. intelligence operations. But still, oil is going into Turkey and being distributed from Turkey into the European nations. And the United States has to fudge a little bit. But 80% of the oil production internationally is in the hands of these new 11 nations. Six of the BRICS nations, the new group, will become members on the first day of this next year. There will be, it went from 5 to 11. They went from a basketball team to a football team. 12 players, not 5. This is reality. This is not speculation. And out of Russia, there's the Security Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev, who was, we're going to return in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcast. We'll be right back.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on right now. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. These are perfect trees for your yard, farm, ranch, or mountain property. Six-year-old, 4 to 5 foot tall evergreen trees. Now get two trees for only $4.20. While supplies last, choose from Black Hill Spruce, Montrose Charm White Spruce, or Bosnian Pine. Come
you
see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Please don't guide the planets and love. dawning of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius.
This is the dawning of the new multipolar world, new world order. We have just entered into a new world, a new world system. The nations of the world see the exit. They see a way to distance themselves, to be free from American economic sanctions through the petrodollar. This is not speculation. This is the reality. It will take probably a year, 2 years, for the American people to realize what has happened. There was, before World War I, there was talk of war for probably 3-4 years, war in Europe. The American people didn't believe it, but even when it began, it was hard to believe. They couldn't grasp it. It was just unbelievable. Same with World War II. Same with Vietnam. Same with the Afghan War in 1990. It's hard to believe that the United States could ever become a second dominant power in the world. There will be only two, I used the term a week and a half ago, the nations were forced to play monopoly on the American board. America controlled all of the utilities, the tax, the best positions on the board, Boardwalk, Park Avenue. We controlled it all. The other nations had to play monopoly on our board by our rules. Our rules were called rules-based order. We made the decisions, we made the rules. Whenever we get ourselves in trouble, we would change the game. We would loan ourselves money to continue to buy the rest of the world. With China and Russia 18 months ago becoming partners in a new game, they presented to the nations of the world a new monopoly board. The nations can play now. They don't have to play on the American monopoly board any longer. They have a new board to play on. The new board is fair. Everyone gets an opportunity to move ahead. The nations have a new hope. They have a way to not have to go to bed every night worrying that they're going to be invaded by the American military. They can be free from American military invasion because Russia, China, and other nations, India, nations now in Saudi, in the Middle East, will help these nations with their armies, supply munitions to them, whatever's needed. So there's a big conflict coming between empire, the United States of America, the unipolar world group of nations, the Five Eyes nations mainly, and the multipolar world nations. There will only be two monopoly boards to play. The nations will have to play on one or the other of these boards. They're either going to play with monopoly with the American unipolar world, which is an antichrist system, is the system of the coming antichrist. People who aren't even believers in Jesus Christ understand, and they believe, they know, they are aware of the book of Revelation, and they are fully convinced that there is an antichrist coming and an antichrist who will force everybody to worship him, and in his world, in his rule, in the nation in which he rules, you can't buy and sell unless you worship him. Take the mark of the beast or the number of his name. Even people that don't know God know, and they do believe that we're in that time because of the digital world. The other nations that are not the Antichrist network, the other nations are the safety net. They are the nations that will not, they cannot be forced to take the mark of the beast. They will be free to buy and sell. They will be free to stay and not to, to worship who the God that they want to worship. Muslims, Hindus, true Christians, the Jewish people, whatever religions, or not at all. They won't be forced to worship anything, anyone. That's the multipolar world nations. Christ is still going to reach those nations. The whole world is going into what the book of Revelation and other books in the Bible says, that in the time before Christ's return in the last decade, more specifically, there will be a nation that loses its mind, that becomes mad. Mad in the sense of, you know, dogs that get rabies. These dogs go mad. They become vicious. They are dangerous. There will be a nation called Babylon the Great, the nation that Antichrist rules over. And the whole nation, the people of the nation, for the most part, will go rabid. They'll go mad. There will be no laws. They will not care for the rule of law. They won't want to be regulated by law. The law I'm speaking of is the Declaration of Independence. They want to be free. They want to do what they want to do. They want to riot in the streets. They can do that. They want to loot. They want to go into the high-end department stores and break the glass on the counters that hold the jewelry, and they can rob and get away and not be prosecuted. They'll be able to do that. The nation will go mad. The people will do whatever they want. They want to burn down a city? No problem. Torch it. You want to run big business, the big main corporations out of the city, like Walmarts? No problem. You want to trade children like you'd trade cards, baseball cards, for sex and other reasons? It's acceptable. You want slave labor? Acceptable. You want to legally allow people to come over the borders and not force them to come over legally? It's acceptable. In fact, it's encouraged by the government. A nation that is rabid, a nation that is mad, a nation without law, without any justice. You think America's bad presently? This is not speculation. This is reality. You think America, we're in a bad state presently? Wait 6 months. In Philadelphia, I'm reading an article about some new drug. The people on the streets, most of them are white. It's called xylazine. The other name on the street is called Trank, with a Q. Puts these individuals in a zombie state. They'll stand up just shaking. They can't move. But they're conscious, probably, of what's going on around them. They get infections in their limbs, their arms, their legs, because they can't take care of themselves. And the result of the infections, amputation. They have to cut the limbs off, the feet, the hands, the arms, the leg. Do you think that this is acceptable? Yes, it is. In this country, it's acceptable. Why? Because law enforcement should be finding the sources of these drugs coming in, and they should prosecute. But no, it's just like people coming over the borders. The drugs are coming in from all over the world. There are no laws to stop it. This is what Christ said would happen to an end-time nation that would eventually become anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-conservative, anti-everything that is good. A curse. A curse would come upon the nation. The little children would not be protected. Property would not be protected. Pardon me. Drugs would come in. The access to whatever. There would be no regulation. This is rabies. A nation who corporately has gone mad. Corporately rabid. We're in this country. This country has changed. There is no way to save a culture when it reaches the point that we've reached. You couldn't save Greece. There came a day when the moral corruption destroyed it. Rome, there came a day where the morality was gone. There was no justice. When there's no justice, the people lose hope. The people of this country are losing hope. What's the solution? The solution is there is a God who foretold everything that is happening, and he stated that in the time that all this darkness would descend upon this country and upon the world, as it descended, he would become more real. People would begin to turn to him, to seek him, to look to see if truly there is a God who offers hope in the darkness, who offers hope when there's no justice, who offers hope when there's no solution. There is a God and his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says this would be the only hope in the time of the darkness that would descend upon not just America, but upon the world. Wars, rumors of wars, nations fighting against nations, races against races, tribe against tribe. There'd be earthquakes. There'd be hurricanes, tornadoes. Everything, it's like the whole world is in rebellion against the sin of mankind. Mankind has become so sinful, mankind is destroying the world. And the world itself is rebelling against man plus all of the creatures. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, the podcast, 1360KHNC.com, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. We'll be right back.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hoover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com, or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hey, folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind Pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended it.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Speculation. No, I'm not speculating. I wouldn't speculate about something like this. This is reality. The reason I say it's reality is because Christ, through the book of Revelation, through the writings of John the Apostle, made it clear to the world, God was warning the world what would happen in the years before he would return. He made it clear that the distresses and hardships that would come upon mankind would be, yes, some natural punishments of God on wicked people, but the punishments would come wicked people who hate their fellow man, that hate mankind, that hate their brothers in the family of mankind. John made it clear that the hatred of man toward fellow man would bring judgments upon mankind. We just witnessed a major judgment. I call it eminent domain in what happened in Hawaii. This was one way to clear the land so that others could move in. Why go through City Hall? Why go through all the legal rigmarole, documentation, court battles? Just burn everything to the ground. The new tenants move right in. eminent domain. There's going to be, through the hurricane that hit the West Coast, many people are not going to be rebuilt. You're going to have a nomad population. They have no way to rebuild. Even if they could rebuild, supplies are limited. Plywood, building materials, permits that are going to be needed, the homes that are going to be condemned, they're not going to be electrically safe, have no water, contaminated, leaky roofs, mold. We see a storm hit. This was a broad storm. This hit the peninsula in Baja. It was devastating down there. We don't pay attention to what happened there because we're watching what happened to California and inland. Now we have the hurricane hitting the east coast. But one thing is this. Once these natural disasters, wink, wink, hit, this is a boom. This is a great strategy for the American government because immediately federal dollars come with regulation. FEMA moves in. Everybody moves in. Children disappear. People disappear. Who knows what else disappears? Bank accounts, because now people have no way to, they have to start all over. It destroys the middle class. It disrupts the community. The kids, another 3-4 months where there's no education, which might not be bad, especially with public school. The government loves natural disaster. They love it. It gives them more land, more acreage, more control. You borrow from the government. You are under all these different regulations you must comply with. And you become just like what happened in the book of Genesis when Joseph stored up the grain for 7 years of hardship to come. It eventually happens where the people of Egypt, they end up selling their cattle, their lands, and then they get to work for the government. Same principle. These principles in the Old Testament and throughout the Bible, this is how the governments, they read the Bible. They look at what happened. They study the history of the Bible. Then they use the same principles in the Bible to control their nations, the people, the countries. You may understand what I'm saying, you may not. I'm telling you the truth. I've given a couple of examples. They've studied, the nations have studied Christ calming the wind and making the waves be still. Control the weather. Only God could control the weather. The Jewish people knew that whoever Messiah was, he would be able to make the wind stop and the sea still. And they knew that Jesus Christ was the only person that could do that. He had to be God, but they didn't like him, so they refused to acknowledge that he was the very God of Israel in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. And today, we have the power to be God. We can move weather systems. We can cause drought. It's documented. Don't go to Google. Go to other search engines. Weather Warfare 2025. American Military Defense Programs. Then in the book of Revelation, you see Antichrist and the false prophet. The false prophet has the ability to bring fire hotter than the sun from the sky as a miracle. And the people are mesmerized by it. Well, now, through laser, we are able to do that. We are able to bring fire from the heavens, meaning the atmosphere, from outer space, near space, not from deep space, just near space. Laser. Fire hotter than the sun. Whatever's in the Bible, we try to duplicate it. Moses, he has a staff. He throws a staff down. The staff turns to a snake. Pharaoh has magicians. They throw their staff down. Their staffs turn to a snake also. The occult world. Moses was using the power of God Almighty. Pharaoh, his magicians, Jannes and Jambres were using the power of the occult to turn their staff to snake. So in other words, whatever true miracles God would perform through his children, Satan would use his children to do the exact same thing, but via the power of the occult. We're in that time presently where there is a war taking place between the children of the devil, the children of God, the children of the devil hate the nations of the world and plan to destroy the nations. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fades, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
Underdog desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. I hit the Rebbe and my sight grew dim. Had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway. Heard the mission bell.
So I think you're probably thinking, we must be living in the Hotel California. Well, the world at the time before Christ returns would be so strange, you would believe that we are living in a weird, strange, odd world. almost a world where you can't, where truth is a lie, lie is the truth, sweet is sour, sour is sweet, day is night, night is day, everything is backwards. You hear the, you know, the term double speak years ago. Here you have the press secretary speaking lies, great lies, dark lies, powerful lies, deceiving lies to anyone who will listen on the mainstream networks. And the people that are listening to her are mesmerized, hypnotized. They don't realize it. They can't see her logic. They don't know how to. She's very persuasive. And the people have no defense because they're under a spell. They're having a spell put on them. You tell a lie and you tell a big lie and you tell it over and over and over. And it is a form of witchcraft. And who told the biggest lie ever? The serpent in the garden. And he tells Eve, if you eat of this tree, you will become God. You will be as God. And she took it. She believed it. And this is the big lie on the people, many of the people in this nation. Technology. This new technology, bioscience, transhumanism. We, via the computer, we are God. Mankind is now God. Mankind doesn't need an outside belief or doesn't need to believe in an outside being. They don't need to depend on the God who created all things because man now has the power to be God. You know, I know someone that fell and basically broke her neck. And in the surgery to repair, fortunately she didn't sever the spine, but they were able to hook her up to a system as the surgeons are operating. If they got too close to the nerves, immediately on the screen, they could tell they were in a danger and they could stay away from the area where they were operating on. The technology is so fantastic that even the nerves, they were able to see the nerve endings and they knew when they were getting close to those nerves so that the operation wouldn't sever something and cause her to lose control of hands or arms or limbs, feet, toes. This is modern medical system. They say, if you catch a cold, go to Europe. If you have a head-on car wreck, you come to the United States, they'll put you back together. This technology, we have become God. Man is God. But the Lord did say, the Bible did say, that mankind in America especially, and the nations of the world, the people who hate God, they would become rabid. They would go mad. They will believe they can overthrow God. The proof? You don't believe me? What do you think Armageddon is? Armageddon, the nations gather to go to war, direct war with Christ as he comes from the heavens. They believe they can, through magic, through their occult power, through all the what they find at CERN, opening the doors to bring the powerful spirits to go to war with Christ. This is a war against God, Armageddon. It's direct war against God. They think that they can use the natural weapons and spiritual weapons of the occult to fight Christ at Armageddon, and they lose. That they believe that they could defeat Christ with the army, with their technology, with their sophisticated witchcraft, with bullets, bombs, laser, whatever they're going to use, they will be defeated. But in the mind of mankind now, there is war against God. What's happening in Ukraine is a war against the Christian people in Ukraine, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, the Russian Orthodox Church, the Orthodox churches throughout all of Europe, the Catholic churches. This is war against God. There is war against God in this country. Evangelical Christians think they're safe. You are mistaken. You are mistaken. Catholics, Lutherans, Presbyterians, Anglican, you think you're safe against this government? You are mistaken. The Jewish people, you are mistaken. You are not safe. Rick Rodriguez will be back in just a few minutes to conclude today's program, 1360KHNC.com, to the podcast section, The Present Truth.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver, but at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our preferred metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
And welcome back to the final segment of today's program.
Sing a song.
I want to wish everybody a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the beautiful weather here in Colorado. Finally, here we had August in July, and July in August. It's been a flip-flop. I'm going to finish by just saying that speculation. Will we have a 2024 election? I would say, in my view, something is not, we're not going to have an election. We will have a transfer of power, but we won't have an election. Donald Trump, not speculation, his political career is coming to an end. Not speculation. Will he win the election? No. I don't think we're going to have an election. We're going to have a transfer of power, but we're not going to have an election. Are we going to declare war, straight out war? Is the election going to be suspended, just like the election being suspended now in Ukraine? Zelensky has suspended the election because of national security threat to the nation of Ukraine. And because of that, because of the war, he's just suspended it. Well, something's going to happen. There's going to be a change of power, a shift, but there's not going to be an election, in my view. I've been saying this probably for 2 years. Other people are looking at the situation, and their opinion is pretty much the same, that something's going to happen. We're going to have a national security, for the sake of national security, we're just going to have to put everything on hold, bring in someone who has experience that has been in office before. In my view, there's only one person that I know the Democrats would ever allow to come in to a position as president to replace Joe Biden. It wouldn't be Kamala Harris. It won't be anyone other than, in my view, Barry Satoru. Barry Satoru, who is really presently the one behind the scene, behind the curtain, that I feel has been overseeing everything that happens with this present imposter in the White House. He's not even in the White House. He's behind a green screen or a green screen somewhere. So I just feel that I think Barry is coming back. I don't think there's any way to stop him. And until probably the end of this year, into the next year, something major is going to happen in this country. Things are happening already. There's a shift. So we're going to see. We're going to see if my opinion and view of Barry Satoru is correct. I know right now that he is beginning to come out of where he's been hidden in his basement with his stuff. Have a wonderful weekend. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Podcasts for this program, 1360KHNC.com.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.